Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Psalm 24, verse 7 to 9. Let's quickly move into the 7. Psalm 24. Give me King James. I think we should know these. These are some of the scriptures that if you're a member of this church, you should know. Can we go lift up your head? O ye gates, be lifted up. Ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory might come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up. Ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory might come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord. He is the King of glory. Last week we attempted to look at what the Bible means when the Bible talks about gates. And we spoke about 9 different things that the Bible means that is explainable, explained as gates in the Bible. And most of this definition came from the fact that in those days, cities or towns, walls are built around them for defense. And when walls are built, there is a gate for entrance. And because there's a gate for entrance, everybody passes through the gate. So, at the gate, there are traffic. At the gate, if you need to see somebody and you cannot see the person, just go to the gate. You know when he has gone to the farm and he's coming back, he will pass through the gate. So the gate became the most important place in the city, because also the gates are the place of defense. Anyone that has the gate has the city. And then because people gather at the gate, important personnel started sitting there. And when they started sitting there, they started having judgment, making proclamation, making declaration. So when you know, you need to know what is happening in town, you go to the gate. So as the gate gets important, things that started happening, or things that they do at the gate, they started naming those things gates. So from the Bible, many things that gates mean. Gates means open entrances and points of access. I think this is straightforward. Gates, place of verdict, decision, and judgment. Gates are places of decision making. Gates are places of defense, protection, and security. Gates are meeting places for elders and relevant and valuable people in the land. Gates are places of worship. Gates are places of power, dominion, and control. And gates are men of power, dominion, and control. Gates are places of business transactions. Gates are places of public concourse. Those are the 9 definitions we gave gates last week from the Bible. Today, I need us to move from where we started last week and move to spiritual gates. Genesis 28, let's read verse 12 to 19. Genesis 28, verse 12 to 19. And he dreamed, and behold, there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and to your offspring. Your offspring shall be like the jaws of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. And Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely this, the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. And this is the gate of heaven. Where the time he got there and he left, he didn't know there was a gate there. When you see physical gates, you can see them, especially the point of entrance and openings. But many spiritual gates are not noticed. Many people, their houses are satanic spiritual gifts that they do not know. And that is the source of their problems and their calamity. I've shared before with you a member of a church that had issues. And I gave him prayer points to go and pray. And then prayed. And I did not see him for like 3 weeks. After the third week, when I saw him, he was hiding from me. So I called him. I said, "What is the issue?" He said, "What about the prayers that I asked you to pray?" He said, "Pastor, I prayed it one night and I stopped praying." He said, "Why did you stop praying?" He said, "When I started praying, I started hearing voices. When you keep quiet, the voice stops. When we pray, we start hearing what kind of voices? Voices of cats, voices of woman, voices of baby crying, different voices. And then because we wanted peace and we don't have money to pay for another house rent here, we stopped praying." That place where he was existing, sleeping, waking up, was a gate of hell. And then later I asked him to go and ask who stayed in that house before him. And at the end of the day, we discovered that a white garment prophet was staying in that house before he moved to the house. And he was doing every form of consultation. That white garment prophet was doing every form of consultation in that room. And he has opened a certain kind of gate to heaven. Now, brother, you don't know. And he entered the house and said, "Many people have entered houses and lost children because they did not know that the where they went to stay was gates." A member of our church bought a land somewhere around Tuesday and did everything to move in. It was difficult. But later they came one day and made up their mind, "Pastor, we are going to build." I said, "Go and build." And then, unknown to them, people around were looking at them and say, hey. They did not tell them. The first person that bought that land that attempted with you, the child died. The second one, the house caught fire. And they were there about to build. They did not know that there was a spiritual gate there. A member of our church built a house somewhere. And one day, one of the indigenous came. I was looking at him. The indigenous was drunk. I said, "Hey, if you know where you have built your house, in those days, behind here, that is where our fathers come to do sacrifice. Behind them, he was drunk." May the Lord use every kind of people for your good. Drunk, I was showing behind the house. And then, so they called me. We went to that place and handled the place. They are still staying there, prospering and doing well. Are we here? It's the one that is in charge of the case that rules. Where you are, where you stay, what days are there? What happened before you move in? Sometimes we go to hotels, we enter, we just lie on the bed and sleep. Before you know, something is pressing down. Who slept in the room before you? What did he do? He opened a certain kind of gate. Genesis 28. Let's look at how the gates were open. Genesis 12, verse 8. Genesis 12, verse 8. In spiritual warfare, ignorance is not an excuse. Ignorance makes you a victim. From there, he moved to the hill country on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. Can we all read the next part? Let's go. And there he built an altar to the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. Years before, his grandfather was at the same place and he built an altar. That altar opened up a gate of heaven there. So he was traveling, didn't know, and lie down at the same place. And the gates opened and angels were ascending and descending. In your house, who are the people ascending and descending? Demons or angels? Powers of your father's house? Monetary powers or angels? So they have spiritual gates everywhere. And these gates are gates of righteousness or gates of hell. It depends on the one under which you are laboring. Today I'm here for us to pray against satanic gates of hell existing in the life of people. And there are many, many, many examples. Some people, your problem is your stubbornness. I was talking to my boss in the office some years ago. He didn't know I was preparing a message like this. He was a Muslim. He just told himself, You know, sometimes as men, we do some shakara. He said, we stayed in a house in Lagos. He said, we'll be hearing voices. He said, my children will hear voices. I will just say, I know they heard a voice. In fact, I've been hearing voices. I will just say them, don't worry. He said, when you are seated, you will just feel as if something moved. You will just feel as if something passed. He said, by the ninth month, I had to carry my father away from the house. When we were leaving, my children asked me, Papa, is it because of what was happening? He said, it is because of it. I should not show you that I'm afraid also. Now, it's time to leave the house. Listen to me. When we talk about spiritual gifts, we are saying, entry point for demonic spirit and powers. The devil does not have flesh. He's not a human being. He does not have the power to come on earth to do anything except man gives him an entry point to come. And gates are entry points we make available for the devil to come. Gates are entrance ways through which the devil and powers of darkness gain access to a life of a people or to a city. Gates are spiritual doors of entry opened by a family, by a city, in a career, in a business, in a marriage. Without gates, demons cannot come in. So whenever there is any demonic attack anywhere, the question we ask ourselves is, where is the gate? Because we can send the demon away. If the gate is still open, they will come and look for seven more, and they will come back. You don't cast away demons without locking up the gates. Listen, where the carcass are, there the eagles shatada. You need to close some gates in your life. Are we see here? Gates, like we learned last week, are entry points to a road, to a city. Gates are gates, sacrifices are made. Listen to me. Anywhere you see people making sacrifice, they are opening gates. Wherever you see a sacrifice, any junction, roundabout, anywhere you see a sacrifice, gates are being opened. I've told you before about a church member, the former church member that woke up one day, got to the shop. I had not seen her for a long time before then. Then I asked, Ma, is the long guy saw you? He said, yes, Pastor, I'm supposed to tell you something. And you know, okay, I'll come back to that. Then, what is it? He said, I got to my shop one day and I found a scripter in front of the shop. And I asked, what did you do? He said, Pastor, I just packed it and threw it away. The business collapsed. I was angry. You are a member of this church? Your family were one of the first people to enter this church. You have heard us read this message, explain this, and that kind of thing happened to you, and you pack it, and it just threw it away. The business collapsed. I'm not sure she has recovered up to now. It's been long. I saw her like 4 years ago. Where people pour libation, where people make sacrifices, they open gates. Listen to me. Gates, when they open gates to make gates immigration points. They open gates to make gates security points. When gates are open, they make sure principalities and powers man the gates. And when anybody is coming in, they ask you, where is your credential? If you have ever had a dream before, where you are about to enter an estate or a town, and a woman stop you, and a man stop you asking you questions, after this service, quickly go to that porter cabin. Let the ministers pray for you. Because if you don't handle that, you might not enter the city. If you keep having a dream of you being in your village, you have been in Abuja for 10 years, you have never had a dream of you being in Abuja, spiritually you are not here, you are still in your village. It will not, you might not amount to anything in this town because you are not here. The gate has not been opened to you. There are immigration powers at the gate that look at you and say, what is your name? No, you cannot enter. Yes, you can enter. this. You can. A pastor went to open a church somewhere in Lagos. I will not mention the place. Did everything for like 6 months. Everything for the church to grow. The church did not grow. And one day, he went on prayer fast as he was fasting and praying. The Lord opened his eyes and he saw people cleaning up with a woman seated. And when they are coming, the woman will ask the person, "What are you in this town for?" He will say, "I am here to start a Amala business." "Okay, enter." We're asking people, he was asking some to enter. He was asking some to take go away. Before it reached the tomb of the pastor's eyes woke up from the dream. And the Lord said, "That is the issue in the city. Handle it." And then they started praying, doing many things, handling. And then the heavens opened, the church opened. He said, in 1 week, everywhere was jam-packed and was looking. "Ah, is this not this way? I've been for 6 months, I've done everything, nobody came." In 1 week after this set of prayers, everybody started coming. Gates are immigration point. You don't look for a business that everybody's doing. You just go and say, "Everybody, they say Akara, I want to sell Akara." You need to open the gate of Akara selling for you to enter. Lift your right hand up, let's raise your hand. Say, "Every gate shut at me." Are you in this house? Say, "Every gate shut at my destiny, shut at my children. Be open, be open, be open, be open. Any satanic, make it hell about Korea. Every spiritual gate, shut at my family. Shut at our destiny. Let them be open, let them be open. Let them be open, let them be open. Every day, shut, 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 shut. Be open, be open, be open, be open. Let the gates 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 be open. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You will find satanic gates at boundaries. Wherever there are altars, you find satanic gates there. Satanic gates. Atmospheres also determine gates. When all around you, you are angry, bitter, gossiping, you attract the gates of hell into your house. When you have praises, worship, reading of heaven, you attract the gates of heaven. Atmospheres determines the kind of gate that will be opening there. The atmosphere of your house is important. Languages, you know, languages are gates. I hope you know that. You go abroad. You go abroad. Somebody has not spoken the Gala language for 10 years. Then he saw you and he got a man. And I wish I can say one Gala word. And you said that in Gala word. He will abandon everything and grant you access. Even in Nigeria, there are some languages that grant access. And do you understand that? Even you. There are some things, languages that people will speak to you that, once you hear that language, say, "Oh yeah, mature no. Shiga, puta, quickly." There are gates at T junctions. Wherever you see shrines, any tree worship, there are gates there. Lift your right hand, let's pray. Say, "Oh Lord, by fire, visit any gate that has been opened against my destiny. Oh Lord, by your fire, visit any gate that has been closed against my destiny. Hell, arise, arise, arise. Any gate closed against me for evil. Oh Lord, arise. Arise and visit with your anger, by your fire. Arise, 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 arise. Arise and visit with your fire, with your fire. Arise and visit with your fire, with your fire. Arise and visit. Arise and visit. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying." Let's take one more prayer now before I move on. Lift your hand, let's pray. Say, "Every gate that needs to be opened for me to move forward, be open now. Every gate that needs to be locked for me to move forward, be locked now." Can we pray in the name of Jesus? "Every gate that needs to open for me to move forward, be open, be open, be open. Every gate that needs to be locked for me to move forward. Any gate that needs to be closed for me to move forward, be open, be open, be open. Every gate that needs to be open, be open. Every gate that needs to be closed, be closed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Gates function as barriers and stoppers. They regulate entrance and exit. They determine the kind of person or type of person that can come in and the type that might not come in. They determine the coming qualifications. They can be closed or open to enhance advancement or to frustrate success. Gates provide hindrance to a person's growth and process and progress, just like physical gates does. Gates impose restrictions. They impose restrictions. You know, we are already in the service now. We can decide to say, see, the service has started now. When we close these doors, we have set up the gate, saying anybody that did not come by 8:30 should not enter. It does not matter what the person carries. The gates are locked. And then we will now put angry-looking men there who do not talk to anybody. They will be in suit, black. If you want to try climbing this altar and see. This is a gate. Manned by somebody. That we don't know the criteria he's going to use to determine who will enter or who will not. And he will not explain it. So if you did something against him last week, he's waiting for you. You want to see pastor? Say, today is your time. That is what gates does. Can we pray? I pray for you. Any restriction upon your destiny at any satanic gate, let the restriction be lifted up. 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 Can I say every satanic gate of my father's house crumbles? Every satanic gate in my place of work crumbles. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Have your seat. Number two for today. Satanic gates are meeting places of darkness, where decisions and deliberations are made, where actions are taken. Anyone reporting you to darkness, let the Lord arise and destroy them. You didn't hear me. Anyone reporting you to any satanic gate, let the fire of the Lord arise and consume them. In the name of Jesus. Any member of your family, known and unknown, any of your friends, known and unknown, any of your colleagues, known and unknown, reporting you to any satanic gate, let the fire of the Lord consume them. In the name of Jesus. So, gates are meeting places of wickedness. Gates are a satanic assembly. They are parliaments of darkness, where wickedness and destructions are planned, where they bring about satanic regulations and supervision, where they bring about enforcement, where they do inspection and say this can happen here, where they determine destiny of cities. Let me use an example. Have you taken this road before? Have you taken this road before? Okay. If you are coming from town and you take this road, the right side of the road, what kind of houses do you see there? The left side of the road, what kind of houses do you see there? Go and think about it. You don't understand gates. Alakada karia dadama kada. Erike telemo kote ketele moko rika. Adakere nanama kada. Any gate open up in your neighborhood that is limiting your destiny, let the gate release you now. Let the gate release you now. Let the gate release you now. In the name of Jesus. Decisions are made there. Everyone restricted to any place. The blessing of the Lord is taken away from that restriction. I can hear amen. Can I believe amen? In the name of Jesus. Can we pray together? Say, any decision that has been taken against my life for evil at any satanic gate, let them be destroyed. Let the decision be revoked. Let it be revoked, be revoked, be revoked, be revoked. Let that decision be revoked. Let that decision be revoked, be revoked. Let that decision be revoked. Every decision taken against me at any satanic gate, let them be revoked, be revoked. Be revoked, be revoked. Be revoked, be revoked, be revoked. Be revoked, be revoked, be revoked. Be revoked, be revoked. Be revoked, be revoked, be revoked. Let that decision be revoked. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have you seen gates are places and gates are people? Churches are places, churches are people. Number three for this morning, satanic gates. Satanic gates are satanic watchmen, evil men, who have a covenant relationship with darkness, operating as satanic priests over altars of affliction in the territory. The men themselves, they are gates. They sit down and allow, and they allow. They say, apart from my voice, I pray for you. Anyone in your family say, apart from my voice, except I speak it. Anyone in your place of work that is dominating, that is saying, apart from my word, except I speak. Anyone in your neighborhood saying, apart from my word, except I speak. Let the Lord arise and disappoint them. In the name of Jesus, before the end of this year, let them be disgraced. Let them be put to shame. Let them amount to nothing. Let the Lord dethrone them. Let the anger of the Lord come upon them. In the name of Jesus. They burn incense. They light candle. They offer sacrifices to the devil. In their family. On the streets. At junctions. They are stargazers. They are enchanters. Our children are going to school. They see them. Say, fine boy, fine boy. They shake them. And they take something away from them. I pray. Anyone that has taken anything away from any of our children, let them die and perish. In the name of Jesus. You did not hear me. Alitelebo kuriyama labazida. Akatalema karia. Erebo. Marepe ketelebo koria. Eriketelebo koria. Any virtue of our children that has been taken to any satanic gate, let the gate catch fire. Let the gate catch fire. Let the gate catch fire. In the name of Jesus. They took the Ark of the Covenant to their gates. That the Ark of the Covenant wreak havoc there. Can you pray with me? Say, anything belonging to me. Can I, anything belonging to me? Anything representing me at any satanic gate, let it turn to the Ark of the Lord and destroy the gate. Let it destroy them. My hair, my clothes, my handkerchief, my nails, my fingernails, my clothes, anything representing me at any evil gate, let it become the Ark of the Lord and destroy the enemy. Let it be the source of their destruction. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You know, they are the power and forces that hinder progress and success of God's children. See, if you are born again, you will not pass. But born again, people are just there singing. They don't understand warfare. On the way to Calvary, he went for me. He died to set me free. But you are still in bondage because you don't understand that you need to confront the gates. You know, gates are channels through which the devil affects us. Men at the gates, they oppress. They determine the limits and the heights that can be attained. They hinder men from entering their places of miracles and their inheritance. These men at the gates, they put satanic covering over some people and some families. In those days when I used to really do visitations, really, you enter some houses. As you enter, you know there's a problem here. So we sit down, Brother Lucky and I, and handle issues before we leave. Everywhere we went, there was a testimony. Everywhere. Because we understood the things of the spirit and various things happening. Some darkness. Some, it is that painting you like most that is the source of your problem. They refuse to remove it to tomorrow because they are wiser than their pastor. And they are still bringing the prayer prayer. Now we are praying with them, but we have instructed them years ago, take this away. But they love it. You know, that you can be a captive. That's why Pastor D.K. Olukoya calls the captive that love his chains. Can I pray for you? The wind of the Lord blow away every dark cloud covering any area of your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And the light shines in darkness. And the darkness cannot comprehend it. Any dark cloud against your life, let the light of the Lord shine through them. Let the wind of the Lord blow them away. In the name of Jesus, let the wind of the Lord blow them away. Let the light of God shine through them. Let the light of God shine through them. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. Ezekiel 11. From verse 1. My time is fast spent. But I need to read this. And we undo that. The Spirit lifted me up and brought me to the east gate. To the east gate of the house of the Lord, which faces the east. And behold, at the entrance of the gateway, there were 25 men. Listen, they were, everybody was entering the temple. Nobody saw anything. But one day, the Spirit of the Lord took him in a vision and took him to the entrance that everybody has been passing. And he saw 25 men there. And I saw among them Jazaniah, the son of Azor, and Palatiah, the son of Benaiah, princes of the people. Let's go. And he said to me, son of man, these are the men, these are the gays who devise iniquity and who give wicked counsel in this city. And who say, the time is not near to be houses. This city is a cauldron. And we are, you know cauldron, pot. If you watch any witchcraft scene, you will see a cauldron, pot on fire and some people searing it. I pray for anyone here. Anyone who is in any satanic cauldron, let the Lord arise and deliver you. Let the cauldron catch fire. Let the cauldron catch fire. Any cauldron of your place of work, let them be destroyed by the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. My time is fast, man. Quickly, sir. Therefore, prophesy. Go back, verse 4. Therefore, prophesy against them. Prophesy. Read it again. Let me hear you. Read, let me hear you. Therefore, prophesy against them. Prophesy. Read it again. Let me hear you. Jump to verse 8. Jump to verse 8. Around it. And the Spirit of the Lord fell upon me. Where the Spirit of the Lord, the one you showed, give it to me. Oh. Okay. The Spirit of the Lord fell upon me and he said to me, say, don't say the Lord. So you think, oh, sorry there. For I know the things that come into your mind. Whatever is coming to the mind of the wicked against you, let the fire of the Lord consume. Jump to verse 8. Jump to verse 8. Let's go. Verse 8. You have feared this word, and I will bring this word upon you. He is prophesying. I jumped the beginning of prophecy. They fear the sword. The sword will come upon them. Any wicked man at any gate, what they fear, let it be their experience. Let me hear amen in the house. What they fear, let it come upon them. In the name of Jesus, you have feared the sword and I will bring the sword upon you, declares the Lord God. Continue, sir. I will bring you out of the midst of it and give you into the hands of foreigners and execute judgment upon you. You are going to execute judgment. So let's go. You shall fall by the sword. I will judge you as well. Gates are at the borders. At the borders. They went to the border to do something. The Lord judged them at the borders. I was telling you last week, go and check all the borders to every city, any entrance, you will see some people there. You rarely see Christians there. One of them will come. Before you know it, they take over the place. They pray five times there. They decree some things at the entrance. Let's continue. Verse 11. This city shall not be your quarter, nor shall you be a meat in the midst of it. I will judge you at the border of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord. For you have not walked in my sight nor obeyed my rules, but have acted according to the rules of the nation that are around you. Can we all read together? We want to go. You see, sometimes when the Lord asks you to do something, you don't know the power behind it. As he was prophesying, one of them died. The guy was okay. As they were prophesying, they were delivered. Are you here? Lift your right hand up. Prophesy to the gate. Say, every gate of my family, every gate of my place of work, every gate, every gate, every gate, anywhere where my name has been taken to, let the gate be consumed by fire. Let the gate be consumed by fire. Any gate containing the name of my children, let the gate be consumed by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Ma, if that was the word that Ezekiel prophesied, the gates will still be there. The gates will still be there. I'm getting tired of many of you that when you are asked to do something, you will not do, and you will be calling me on phone after the anointing has lifted. I'm tired of many of you that after I preached three services and you were supposed to pray, you crossed your legs, you did not pray. And after three services, you come to meet me to pray for you. Lift your right hand up. Say, I prophesy. I can say, I prophesy. Say, any case lifted up anywhere against my life, against my destiny, because of my fire, any case of any university that has been locked against my children, be open. Any case of any embassy of any country that has been locked against my family, be open. The case of prosperity that has been shut against my life, be open. Mention the case. Any case of any airport that has been locked against me, the case of any country that has been shut against me, Be open. Any case of any kind of business that has been shut against me, Be open. Let the gates of my father's house open and release me. Let the gates of my place of work, my type of business, let the gates open and accept me. Open. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Isaiah 26, verse 2. I will not leave Sidon without this. Isaiah 26, verse 2. It says, open the gate that the righteous nation that knows the truth shall come in. Gates, satanic gates, lock against righteous children of God. I decree them open now. Satanic gate of promotion, lock against any child of God in this house. Let the gates be open now. In the name of Jesus. Can I shout, open the gates? Say, open the gates. Say, angels of the living God, arise in your power. Open every gate. Lock against me. We thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Anything decided at any gate against you, we revoke them today. In the name of Jesus, let the Lord arise and do wonders in your life. Let the Lord arise and do wonders in your life. Let the Lord arise and do wonders in your life. In the name of Jesus, you are next in line for a miracle. You are next in line for a testimony. In the name of Jesus, the testimony that will surprise your friends and shock your enemies.
Before this month comes to an end, you are declaring that testimony. You are sharing that testimony. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And yeah, every gate that has been opened. He said, I give you the keys of David. He said, what you open, no man can shut. And what you shut, no man can open. Every gate you have shut today, they remain shut permanently. Every gate you have opened today, they remain open permanently. In the name of Jesus. Therefore we come, every gate of failure, of backwardness, of poverty, we shut those gates. In the name of Jesus. Grace, gates of grace, gates of elevation, gates of promotion, gates of good health, gates of favor, they are opening concerning your family. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you favor, give you shalom all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. See you on Wednesday at the prayer service. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.